And today we will look at the attribute of Al-Hasib, often explained as the reckoner, or in essence one who rewards. In Surah An-Nisa, for example, Ayah 6, he says, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا. And Allah is enough to reckon, to reward, to take account. Its meaning may also be understood as the one who provides sufficiently, who grants whatever his abd need. He is the master upon whom all rely. There is no hasib besides him, and all his creation are in need of his help and support. It is also said that Al-Hasib is the one to whom everything honorable is referred, and with him does every glory end. It is he who calls his abd to account for their deeds, who tries those who obey him and rewards them for such obedience, who calls those who disobey him to account, penalizes them for their disobedience. He and only he is the one who takes hisab. The word hasaba means counted or computed or calculated or deducted total. Hisab means counting or computing, and it's accomplished by adding, subtracting and such related steps. The science of hisab is arithmetic, from which more advanced sciences like algebra and mathematics and calculus are derived. The Quran contains references to al-hasib and its derivations in many places, but basically what it says is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifests himself upon his creation by achieving a computed exact balance. If we take a look at the chemical, the physiological and astronomical balance existing in the cosmos, we will see that there is a high computing power which is too great to be conceived, and one capable of conducting such computations and control, and it's controlled by one who is fully knowledgeable of the cosmos in its entirety, of the smallest atom to the largest planet. We don't think of Al-Hasib like that sometimes. If you were to think for a moment about the number of computations which take place inside our bodies, we can't calculate them at all. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you went to count the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would not be able to compute them at all. It is Al-Hasib who is able to achieve that exact amazing balance that creates you, me and all other creation. There is hardly any ayah of the Quran which doesn't contain an indication, one indication or more, about the computed systems of the cosmos or of the human body. If we refer to the computations, the hisab of our deeds, he says, whoever brings a good deed, he shall have 10 like it. And whoever brings an evil deed, he shall be compensated or recompensed only with the like thereof, and they shall not be dealt with unjustly. And that's in Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 160. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ أَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. People on, or human beings on the Day of Judgment, will be simultaneously judged just as they are being judged in the life of this world. Maybe what comes to mind, or what we should picture when we think of Al-Hasib, is Ayah 284 of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth is Allah's. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. And whatever you manifest, what is in your minds, or you hide it, Allah will call you to account according to it. فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. He will forgive whom He pleases and punish whom He pleases, and Allah has power over all things. When I think of Al-Hasib, this is what I think. Everything, my thoughts, my intentions, my actions, all I am accountable, I am responsible, in other words, for all of them. Now, it doesn't mean that Allah chooses to forgive and punish whomsoever He wishes. It means according to His system, He will forgive and He will punish. When these verses come up, very many times we think, لِمَنْ يَشَاء, whoever He pleases. It's not like, well, I like the look of you, so I'll forgive you. No, it's according to His system. Maybe the easiest way I can explain that is, if in a class a teacher said that I will give the awards to those whom I wish to give them to, a good teacher will only give them to those who have done well. Allah is the best of Rabs. Ahkamul Hakimin, the best of judges too. He judges according to that which is right. And the Prophet ﷺ has said, call your own selves to hisab, to account, before you yourselves are called upon to account for them. How do I apply it to my life? Well, to make sure that I am accountable, that I know I am responsible for everything I do, I understand the consequences of what I do, and I am able to rectify them where they have gone wrong. To make sure the value of my life, not to squander it in laziness, heedlessness, and dreams. To be able to get into time management and utilize my time in the best of ways. There was once a scholar of Arabic grammar who got on a boat, and he asked the boatman with a self-satisfied air of arrogance, have you ever studied grammar? And the boatman said, no. And the scholar said, then half your life has gone to waste. The boatman felt very depressed, and he said nothing for a moment. Suddenly there was a wind which tossed the boat into a whirlpool. The boatman shouted to the scholar, do you know how to swim? No, replied the scholar. In that case, the boatman said, you have wasted all your life because the boat is sinking in the whirlpool. Think about it. It's called considering every moment of life as valuable, spending it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in caring for His creation. Ita'at of Allah, being able to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be able to serve His creation. Then only will we be able to live al-hasib into our lives. If you fear an enemy, somebody who's mean or an envious person, somebody who's jealous, or if you wish your house to be kept safe, then recite Hasbi Allahu al-hasib 70 times day and night for 7 days, starting on a Thursday night, and this will keep you safe. If one recites this on milk or drink to feed a baby who has lots of colic, then the crying, inshallah, will stop and the colic will get better. I repeat, it's al-hasib, hasbi Allahu. If you continue recite hasbi Allah, the armies, when they went into battle, used to recite this. Inshallah, we will continue with this tomorrow when we look at Al-Jaleel.